Hey, welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your favorite podcast host and Christian mindset coach, Brandon Lynette. That's me. Quick real talk before we get into it today. I am currently open to sponsors for the Listen Bitch podcast. I had one fall through because we couldn't agree on a few things, and I don't sell my soul for a check. So if you are aligned, my door is open and we can talk. For the thing I know you have all been waiting for, okay? A lot of you actually are here listening because you knew me from selling weight loss product. And I've searched far and wide. I've tried a lot of shit, and I've always shared with you the stuff that actually works. People have been asking for months. I didn't have anything. I had nothing. I had not even a lead on something amazing. But I finally found the weight loss product that is actually making sense. No shots, no injections, no weird side effects, and no appetite. And this is coming from the same company I already trust with my blood test. If you want it, you need to message me. Sign up on my website if you haven't already. When you get the welcome email, reply back to it and say Zen. I'll know, like Zen, like white Zen. Okay. I'll know exactly what you're asking for and I'll take it from there. And today's episode, this is going to be about living up to your God-given potential, not the Instagram version, not the someday version, the real one, the obedient one, the uncomfortable one, the one that requires you to stop waiting and actually start moving. I am here to push you, and I'm here to tell you the truth, and I'm here to remind you that God didn't put all that in you for you just to sit on it, okay? And you guys, this is I'm going to tell you how I live into my potential, and I'm saying this because I have earned every inch of this. I used to think that potential was some shiny future version of myself. Like one day, maybe I would wake up disciplined enough or healed enough or confident enough, holy enough, and then I would show up fully. That belief kept me stuck for years. Potential doesn't live in the future, you guys. It absolutely lives in the obedience of today. That's it. Potential isn't about doing more. It's about removing what keeps you from doing what you already know how to do. So, the first thing that I've had to do is get honest about the real blocks, not the cute ones. I'm talking about the real shit that keeps me blocked. And the biggest mental block is this. I confuse comfort with safety. My brain would rather keep me familiar than free. Familiar pain feels safer than unfamiliar growth. It's like living in a house with a leaky roof. It sucks, but you know where the leaks are. Moving into a new house means learning new creaks, new sounds, new risks. The mind, your brain hates uncertainty, even when uncertainty is killing you slowly. And another block, and I think a lot of my NeuroSpicy listeners can agree on this one, it is a big struggle. I overthink instead of obeying. I analyze, I process, pray, journal, talk, plan, all is a way to just delay action. And that is not wisdom. That is still me performing that fear. And I make it look nice. I make it look intelligent, right? And then the sneakiest block that gets so many people, probably the sneakiest block of all, is I wait to feel ready. And I do that. You guys, feelings are terrible leaders. They're great indicators, but awful bosses. If I only move when I felt confident or disciplined or motivated or inspired, I would never do anything meaningful, ever. And growth requires action before the feeling catches up. I had to stop romanticizing potential because potential without execution is just ego. I had to humble myself enough to admit this. God does not reward you for intention. He blesses that obedience. So you have to think of potential like a seed. You can stare at it, you could pray over it, you can even frame it and call it destiny. But if you don't plant it, water it, protect it, and wait through seasons where nothing seems to be happening, it stays useless. You guys, there's a hard truth to this. Most people don't fail because they lack ability. They fail because they refuse the repetition. I've been building my life around small, boring faithfulness. This part is not sexy. It's just not, but it works anyway. I stopped asking, what's my big calling, and started asking, what's the next right thing? Potential is lived out in that mundane, Consistency, showing up when nobody's clapping. Do you think I get a pat on the back every time I post a podcast episode? Do you think whenever I write content that people are like, oh my gosh, Brandon, you have to do the work when it feels pointless? Posting my Bible study every week, do you think people are like, oh my gosh, Brandon? I think that group is so dead. I think, like, I don't know, maybe 10 people see it, right? Nobody's clapping. I do the work even when it's pointless. You have to speak even when you're scared. I'm not always confident to do the podcast. My hands are sweaty. I get nervous. I pace the floor for about 5 minutes, walk back and forth, go in the kitchen, feel like I need to do something. Usually, like wash dishes or do something like that just to prolong. And if I'm cleaning the house rather than doing podcasts, you know I'm like nervous about what I need to do. Pride is always going to tell you there's a hustle in this, there's a grind. And I've had to learn to resist it and to rest in the moments. Telling the truth, that's a hard thing to do because lying is easy, right? Lying's easy. People do it all the time. I can't say it's easy. It actually takes more work for me to figure it out because then you have to remember shit. You have to remember shit. You have to keep the things connected, the truths connected. I just have too much on my plate to go there. You guys, Jesus didn't sprint through his purpose. He walked slowly every day in complete obedience. I learned to separate conviction from condemnation. Conviction is going to pull you forward. Condemnation pins you down. If a thought says you screwed up, you always do, you'll never change, you're never going to make it, you're not worthy of this, that is not God. That is not growth. That is accusation. But if a thought in your brain says, this isn't who you are, come back. That's conviction. And conviction always comes with a path forward. So I had to stop confusing that shame with humility. Shame is going to paralyze you. So if you are paralyzed, we're going to get to the thought process. Humility is what moves you. And then you have to change how you're relating to fear. Fear doesn't mean stop, fear means something matters. Like fear is like the warning light on my dashboard. It was information, it's not instruction. I didn't go smash the car because the light came on. But I also didn't ignore it. It's time for an oil change, right? I acknowledged it. I took care of it, and I keep driving responsibly. Courage is not loud, you guys. It is quiet obedience, despite being scared. And I stopped outsourcing responsibility. No mentor, no therapist, no coach, no pastor, no podcast. None of it is going to live my life for me. Support is helpful. Accountability matters. But at some point, I had to look in the mirror and actually say, this shit is on me. It's not harsh, it's freeing. Responsibility is actually the doorway to power. I align my habits with what I prayed for. I can't pray for peace and live in chaos. I can't pray for discipline and avoid that structure. I can't pray for clarity and stay distracted. God is not hiding my potential. He's waiting for me to partner with him. I tell the truth faster now. I do the thing even when I don't feel like doing it. I forgive way sooner. And I stop negotiating with habits I already know are killing my peace. I rest without guilt. I set boundaries without feeling some kind of way. I speak when I'm scared and I show up imperfect so many times, but I'm present. Potential will never be proven by grand moments. It is going to be revealed by daily decisions. And the most humbling realization of all of this, I don't live up to my potential by becoming someone else. I live up to it by becoming more of me, more honest, more obedient, more anchored, more aligned with who God already created me to be. Just today, I'm thinking everything in my life, everything in my life has aligned for me to be in this moment. Every single heartbreak, struggle, frustration, happiness, joy, all of it to be here right now. How much more beautiful can life get? And that's the work. be more of who God already made you to be. It's in you. That's the work. It's simple, it's hard, and it's worth it. And if you're listening to me and you're thinking, okay, bitch, cool speech, but what do I actually do with this in my life? I'm going to say good, because this is where it stops being inspiring and this is where it starts to be practical for you. So I'm going to walk you through how this works for you in real life with real life shit happening. Okay, with emotions and kids and trauma and neurospicy brain and depression days and anxiety spikes and messy relationships and a mind that's gonna lie to you probably a lot. Maybe not all the time, but sometimes. Step number one, you have to pick one area, not your whole life. Most people fail right here because they try to renovate the whole house in one weekend. Potential isn't fix everything. Potential is what's the one area where if you leveled up, everything else gets lighter. Like, for example, maybe your health because you're tired of feeling like a hostage in your own body. Maybe your finances because you are living in low-grade panic. Maybe your relationship because you're lonely inside of it. Maybe your purpose because you're feeling called, but you're paralyzed. Maybe it's your mental health because you're sick of the spiral. Pick one, not because the others don't matter. Okay? Pick one because focus is power. What is the loudest pain point in your life right now? That's step two. Identify the real problem behind the problem. And this is, I mean, bitch, this is therapy level truth. The surface issue is almost never the core issue. Okay. That's like Psych 101, actually. Maybe, it's I can't lose weight. That really, a lot of times, means I use food to regulate emotions or I can't stay consistent. That is telling me that you crash when pressure hits and I procrastinate. Number one, and this was true for me, I'm terrified that I'll succeed, or you're terrified that you'll fail and you're going to lose peace in that. I can't follow through is really just I don't trust myself anymore. I keep choosing the wrong people is the truth is that you're just addicted to earning love. So before we even talk strategy, you have to name the root. And finish the sentence for yourself honestly. Maybe even write it down if you can right now. I'm not stuck because I don't know what to do. I am stuck because. And I want you to find your sabotage script. Everybody has one. Everybody has the script. It's the same thoughts on repeat. Common ones, okay, so you understand, all start Monday. This means you're delaying your discomfort. I just need to feel motivated means I let feelings drive. I'm overwhelmed. I don't know the next step, the next right step. This one is great, and I hear it from a lot of people. It's too late for me. You're just grieving time you lost. And this is if I do it and fail, I'll feel stupid. So shame is controlling you. Your script is predictable. And that is really good news because predictable means you can interrupt it. So I want you to write down the top three thoughts that show up right before you quit, right before you binge, and right before you ghost your goals or before you give up. And then create your next right step. And I want it to be so small that it's almost annoying. This is where people get mad because they want a magic plan. Like you think it's going to be some monumental moment with fireworks and shit. It doesn't work like that. Your brain doesn't change through inspiration. It changes through, it's changing through repetition. If your nervous system is used to chaos, your big goals will literally trigger threat response. So you have to go smaller than what your ego wants. So a bad goal is I did this, I've done this to myself. In fact, I'm resetting this goal today. I reset it, I reframed it, and actually had a great day with it. I'm going to work out 6 days a week. I've been saying that. I've been saying that. I'm going to work out 6 days a week starting on Monday. I've been saying that for 8 weeks now. I think it's 8 weeks, something like that, for a long time. Okay. For a long time. That's a really bad goal. And I didn't hit it. Not 1 week out of all those times. A good goal. This is a good goal. I'm putting on my shoes and I'm walking 10 minutes. You know what happens when I tell myself I'm going to put on my shoes and walk 10 minutes? I complete the 3 miles. And so instead of that pressure, because I haven't been, if you guys have been with me since day one, you know, like 10K steps, that was my thing. I was very excited about that. I always did it. I've dropped the ball on that. So I'm not quite getting the 10K, but hitting that little goal for now until my brain makes this automatic is a fucking victory. And all I say is I'm putting on my shoes and I'm gonna walk for 10 minutes. That's it. Bad goal. I'm going to start a business. That's a bad goal. A good goal is going to be like, I'm writing one offer sentence and I'm sending one message. Talk to one person. Bad goal, I'm going to fix my marriage. Good goal would be, I'm going to stop the one toxic pattern I do daily in this relationship. So, this is what I want you guys to understand and make sense of. Your next step should be measurable. It should be doable on a hard day and specific enough that you cannot pretend you fucking did it. And if you can't do it on your worst day, it's too big. Make that rule for yourself. If I can't do this on my worst day, it's too big. I want you to build a non-negotiable that protects your identity. And this isn't about discipline, it's about who you are. One non-negotiable is a daily anchor that's going to tell your brain, I'm the kind of person that shows up. You know, say it. I speak the truth daily. Say that. Journal. Pray it. I move my body daily. And yes, bitch, 10 minute counts if that's where you need to start. 10 more minutes than what you did yesterday. I do one act of obedience daily. And this is going to be one scary step. I clean one thing daily. Order reduces anxiety. I'm going to follow through with one promise daily because this is where you're going to rebuild your self-trust. Non-negotiables are identity bricks. And what you're going to do is lay one brick a day. And by the time you look up, you realize you built a whole house. You have to decide what you're going to do when you fuck up. And babe, you will. You will. Because that's a part of life. And if you're doing anything at all, it's going to be messy. And this is the difference between people who transform and people who are going to repeat cycles forever. Most people have a mess up ritual that looks like, I fucked up. Here's the shame. Here's the spiral. Here's the quit. I'll start over later. So I want you to replace that with, like, I fucked up. I'm going to be honest about it. I'm going to repair it. I'm going to continue. Messing up is normal and quitting is optional. Your comeback plan matters more than your perfect plan. You guys have seen how many comebacks I've had. It would be embarrassing if anybody ever called me out. They're like, oh my God, she's messed up. It wouldn't really be embarrassing, but it's a thing. Your comeback plan, you have to admit it fast. You have to forgive yourself fast. Do the next right step immediately. Do not punish yourself with the idea of starting over. I have felt that way. I've had to start over so many times, and now I'm just rolling with it. It's fast. I fuck up. I say I'm sorry. I move on. I reframe. I recalibrate. And you have to learn the three states of action, okay? This is Psych 101. So it's literally real life. Number one is expansion. So you feel motivated, you feel clear, you feel excited. Then we have neutral, and this is just obviously you feel normal, busy, unimpressed. Then you have contraction, and this is where you're going to feel anxious and triggered and tired and emotional. Most people only act in expansion. Most people. That's why they never fucking change. And that's probably why you've never changed, because it is just a normal pull. Potential is built by acting in neutral and contraction. You don't need a better life. You need a better plan for the days that are fucking hard. So I want you to ask yourself, what do I do when I'm anxious? What do I do when I feel rejected? What do I do when I feel pressure? What do I do when I'm bored? Because those moments will decide your future. I want you guys to replace motivation with meaning. Motivation is a spark, and meaning is the furnace. And I don't show up because I'm trying to prove I'm worthy. I don't want you to show up because you're trying to prove you're worthy. I want you to show up because, babe, we're already loved beyond measure. Show up because we want to be obedient in response to that love. Your potential is your stewardship. It is not about acting and performing. We're going to leave that to Hollywood and politics and big pharma and media tech. We're going to leave all the performing to them. God gave you a life. He gave you a mind. He gave you a voice. He gave you a calling. And you don't have to do it perfectly, but you do have to do it honestly. Run a weekly review for yourself so you don't live on the bullshit vibes. Vibes. There's so much toxic lingo out there that I just, come on, stop falling for it, okay? This is the most grown-up habit you can build. Once a week, I want you to ask yourself what worked this week, what didn't, what triggered me, what did I avoid, and what's my next right step? You don't need more willpower. You need the feedback loops. And this is the part that nobody wants to hear. Your potential doesn't require a personality transplant. It requires just truth over excuses, small steps over big talk, consistency over intensity, obedience over comfort, repair over shame. That's it. That's the formula. And if you're sitting there thinking, okay, but I still don't know where to start, I'll make it even easier. I want you to start with this today. Just choose one area and name your real block and take one small action within 24 hours. That's the clock. Start the timer. The time you listen to this, give yourself an hour to go back, take notes, replay, whatever you have to do, start the fucking timer. Decide your comeback plan before you fail. If you do that, you're already living up to your potential because potential is not a finish line. It is the daily decision to stop abandoning yourself. If this episode made you feel something in the chest a little, that's good. That means something in you knows that it's time to stop waiting. It's time to stop overthinking. It's time to stop abandoning yourself in the name of comfort. You do not need a new personality. You don't need any more information and you don't need another day. You need one honest decision and one obedient step today, not next Monday, not after you feel better, today. And listen, if you made it this far, don't be selfish with the conviction, okay? Share the episode, send it to a friend who keeps saying, I just need to get motivated. Post it, text it, drop it in a group chat. Be the reason someone else finally stops lying to themselves. Because if this helped you and you keep it to yourself, that's not humility. It's absolutely just rude. So I love you guys. I'll see you on the next episode.